This is Pat in Houston.
Pat in Houston. Hi, Pat.
Are you having a happy Halloween?
Well,
it's a ghostly Halloween.
That's right. I prefer exactly what we're doing right now, Pat. What's up?
Well, this is a story that happened to me several years ago. We had some very good friends, and our husbands decided to go hunting one weekend. My friends had just been able to buy a brand new house in a very plush, exclusive part of Houston.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very expensive house, and we were very young, and so I wanted to go spend the night and see how her house was.
Sure.
Okay, so it was raining that weekend, like it can rain in Houston in the coastal areas. You know, it just rains and rains. And our husbands went on and went hunting, but my friend had told me that I may not want to stay with her that night because weird things had been happening in her house. And I told her, oh, you know, nothing scares me.
Mm.
I was young then.
Mm-hmm.
And I welcomed the time to go spend with her and her daughter. So we ate supper, and it got dark, and we went to bed. Well, their house was a long, contemporary branch-style house with one big bedroom on one end and the living room in the middle and the kitchen on the other end with an attached garage. Well, we talked for a while, and then we went to sleep, and I woke up all of a sudden. Both of our daughters were just screaming loudly.
Oh.
They were in a little nursery that was kind of attached on the side of the bedroom we were in.
Yes.
So I jumped up to go see what was wrong with them, but as I was getting out of the bed, I felt a cold, cold feeling just start from one side of me on my right side. And it must have taken maybe 10 seconds to go pass all the way through my body. It was the coldest that I've ever been in my life. It's just really hard to describe.
And you could actually feel it moving across your body.
It was like you were just, I don't know how to even explain it. You were just frozen. You just couldn't do anything except experience that really terrific coldness.
You're doing fine.
Yes. And so it left, and I got up to see what the girls were doing, and they were quiet by then. But as I was checking them, there was a terrible pounding on the living room front door. And so I started to go to the front door, and my friend started just sobbing, just saying, please don't go to the front door. Don't go. Don't go. It won't do any good. And I was like, well, I'm going to go see who's at the door. Well, then the pounding kind of moved around to the garage door.
You're like every lady who dies in any horror flick I've ever seen. Yeah, sure. Let's go to the basement. Well, let's go open the door.
Let's go see who's out there with a
picture
knife, right?
That's right. So you go to the door, huh?
Right. So I headed for the kitchen to go to the garage door because that's where the pounding was. Well, then the pounding stopped there, and I looked over to my right, and there were big patio doors looking out at their big backyard. And there was huge, just pounding, just frantic pounding, pounding, like the glass would almost break.
Yeah.
But when I looked, there was nobody there. So by this time, I was really kind of afraid, and my friend was going,
well, it's about time.
Just come back, you know, don't go. But I did. I called the police. I called 911 and got the police. And it was a very exclusive part of Houston, so they were there as fast as you could put the phone down almost. And I let them in to the house because they wanted to check it out. And my friend was going, oh, please, please, no one is here. Just won't do any good. She was hysterical by then.
Yeah.
So the police checked the doors, and they decided to walk around the perimeter of the house. Well, it had been raining so much. There were no footprints outside at all.
Right.
But they could hear the pounding on the garage door to the kitchen. So they came into the garage, to the kitchen, and tried to open the garage door.
Yes.
They could not even wedge that door open. My friends had not unpacked all their boxes, and the garage was just stuffed to the rafters with packing boxes.
Uh-huh.
And so bad that the police could not even wedge the door open.
Right.
So they said, well, we'll go check around at the patio door. So they went to look there, and there was nobody there at all. But when the policemen saw my friend, they remembered that they had been there once before, but they had never been able to find anybody at the house.
Uh-huh.
So my friend said, okay, you can leave. You know, it'll be okay now. We never hear this more than once a night. So I said, what do you mean you never hear this more than once a night? Well, it seems that the original owner that had the house,
yes,
had hung herself in the kitchen.
This is like the third or the fourth suicide. It seems like suicides, for some reason, are more likely to remain than others. That should be telling. That's a strong message, I think. So she had hung herself.
She hung herself in the kitchen. And her husband had been, he traveled a lot, or he went hunting like our husbands did. He was not home an awful lot.
Yes.
But when he got home that night, he tried to get into the house, and it was all bolted on the inside. And he went around to the patio doors and looked into the kitchen, and he could see that she was hung, that she was dead, hanging. So he shot himself in the backyard that night.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we think the pounding on the door was his ghost trying to get in to help her.
All right. I really appreciate your story. Thank you. And there's so many aspects of that that I think are right on the money. The fact that there already tonight, how many have we heard that were suicides? So that must mean there's a greater chance. It must mean there's a greater chance for suicides to remain or be forced to remain. We don't know the nature of the other side, or even that that represents the other side. It may be a kind of a hellish place where people who do that kind of thing, commit suicide, remain. I don't know. And the other, of course, is that things continue to repeat. It may well be that the hell you enter when you do something like that is that you are then forced to repeat for eternity. I'll put a question mark there. That act that got you there, night after night after night.